You just got to do the dance, don't you?
Welcome to another episode of Insurance Questions Podcast, episode number 62. But it's actually Tax Tuesday with Sassy Sarah. And this is actually Tax Questions Podcast number dos on Taco Tuesday, Senorita Sarah. I'm Eddie Buffalo. That's Donnie Lowe. And your host today for Tax Question Podcast, doing her Queen's Wave, is the one, the only, Sassy Sarah. So it's all yours, kid. I'm going to put myself on mute so you and Donnie can just chat away.
Oh, whatever. You're so entertaining. Don't make me lose that part of the podcast.
You're not sick of me yet. I'm sure that'll happen eventually.
No, it will happen eventually. You're too entertaining for that. Give it a few more years. So one of the questions that I've gotten over the past year or so, and things that I've also noticed in a lot of chat groups that I'm a part of, is high net worth people who make a lot of taxable income, the best way that they can not be taxed as much. And there's a few different things that I wanted to kind of talk about. I'm trying not to be very over the top with the facts so that, you know, our audience doesn't go to sleep.
I think before you start, you better read the disclaimer, Mr. Pedmars.
Oh, yes. This is for educational purposes and entertainment purposes only. This is not tax advice. You must speak with your tax professional, i.e. you can also reach out to me and I'll be happy to become your tax professional. So yeah, there you go. And the things on this podcast, I should have took a note.
All the information and opinions on this podcast are solely of Sassy Sarah, Eddie Buffalo, and Donnie Lowe, and is purely entertainment purposes only.
See, you do that so well, I'm never going to be able to take that from you.
Technically, it's not indispensable for that, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, of course, we could record that piece and just play it, you know, without you being around, but... Not yet.
AI Eddie. That's what they call me, AI Eddie.
Okay, and so one of the things is that there's different ways. It depends on how you get your income. So a lot of things I've seen are people who worked really hard and had the 401ks and then had a lot of dividends and other things that factored in. We talked, I think it was last week, how Social Security gets taxed if you have a certain amount of taxable income. Depending on your filing status.
There's always a kibitz about that amount. Did you find out what the amount is, Sarah? You said like 16 million or something like that per person.
On what? The gift tax?
Yeah.
No, the gift tax is, hold on, I took notes so that I didn't have to have it pulled up, is for 2024, it's like 12 million or 13.61 million in 2024. Last year it was 12 million and a little bit.
And that's per person. If you're a couple, you can double it up.
That's for the estate as a whole.
That's interesting because I always thought that was the case. Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, so the situation comes down to what you're thinking of is the annual gift. You can give somebody $17,000 without having to report it to the IRS. And if you're married, you and your spouse can each give $17,000 per person.
So can I just back up a second? Uh-huh. Going back to, just to reiterate, because a lot of people maybe not have saw that episode, so that you can gift your child that amount of money. And what was the amount that you said that you could actually give your kid a job, basically?
So it depends on the age. And I don't remember off the top of my head. I think Donnie's the one that said the limit for the kids.
So like 5,200 or something like that?
It's a low amount.
Yeah. But you can combine it with the gift, right?
That's something completely different. So the gift tax is more of if you're paying your children's car insurance, car payments, rent, medical bills, and they're over the age of 18, And you're basically help supporting them. There are some people who just adulting is hard and they can't get footing correctly. Really? So a lot of parents have helped out. That you can actually write off. And if it's over the 17,000 limit, all you have to do is file a return with the IRS saying, hey, I gave this person this much money or this, but you listed out by date and what it was for. So if you, let's say every single month you give them $15,000, oh, totally overestimating. Then whenever you pay that $15,000, you'll list it on the gift tax. Nobody pays any taxes on anything. It's just letting the IRS to know to deduct it from the 13.61 million lifetime exclusion.
Right.
But that is a different conversation because this conversation is to reduce taxable income, yep. Sir.
So I won't ask any more questions. I promise.
Well, you can. It just needs to be about this subject.
Sarah's got the pot. And you're throwing in apples, oranges, grapes, bananas, potatoes. And we want to talk about
why are you throwing in potatoes? You saying that because I'm half Irish? Well, are you being racist, Don?
I didn't say sauerkraut or knackwurst or anything like that.
Hey, y'all going to get that sauerkraut and some potatoes in there. And I'll tell you what, you'll be all set for that Eddie Buffalo Polish-Irish fella.
So depending on what's going on with someone's taxable income, whether it's W-2, whether it's selling assets, whatever the case may be, or if they own a business, there's multiple different avenues that they can go down. So I'm just going to kind of do a shotgun approach, which is I'm going to mention different categories, but that doesn't mean it's a one size fit all. And again, best for them to reach out to their tax professionals. So an example would be put money away in a 529 account for education for kids. Whether that's your kids or grandchildren, you can also do it for grandchildren.
What's the yearly limit on that? Do you know, Sarah?
I don't know off the top of my head. I can look that up, actually. So I'm not one of those who remembers numbers because they change too much. And I'm always always afraid I'm going to get the answer wrong. So it's actually done by state. Texas, we're going to go off of Texas because that's where we're at, is sure. 500,000 is the maximum.
What'd you say, 500,000?
500,000, yes.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to do New York is 520,000.
That's total, though, not in 1 year. Total.
It says maximum. So, yes, that's not a per year. That's just, hold on. Oh, plan contribution. So, yes, that's not a per year. I'm not getting a per year. So it goes up to the same gift tax situation. So it's one of those I can always go to my tax professional. They would have the better numbers. They remember those numbers a lot easier than I do. So again, reach out to your tax professional to find that specific information. You can also max out your retirement. So there are some retirements that are taken out of your taxable wages before taxes are taken out. So 401ks, if you own your own business, you can do SEP contributions. If you don't know what those are, reach out to your tax professional, AKA you can also reach out to me. And then you also have your IRAs, your Roth IRAs. Health spending accounts is also something that's really beneficial. If you think that you're gonna have a lot of health expenses, and then flex spending accounts as well. For those who don't know the difference, health spending accounts is basically just a bank account that you open up. Some employers contribute a percentage. So I always say if they contribute, match up to that percentage they contribute, so because it's just free money. And flex spending account is more of you have to use it within the year. And then the health savings you get to keep. Something a lot of people don't know is as they go into retirement, if they have IRAs and they don't need to cash out the IRA, let's say they have enough to live on with all the different income revenues they have. For those of you who are listening and not seeing the podcast, Eddie's super excited because he has a picture of Robin up. So if you want to see a picture of Robin, it's on our website, but he has a picture showing right now. So anyways, you can actually make charitable contributions directly from your IRA. So you get that contribution deduction, and you're taking the withdrawals from your IRA, but you're not being taxed on it because you're not getting it yourself. So always something to look into as well. There's, like I said, there's a whole lot of different ways to go. It depending on all the different types of assets you have, you can look into different types of trusts that can be created so that you can send assets throughout generations and it not really lose value, and you make sure that it's being taken care of. You can get, of course, insurance premiums, annuities, all these different things that you can invest your money in to reduce your taxes. It just depends on, do you want to pay taxes first so that when you take distributions, you don't have to, or if you want to take it off the top and have it withdrawn before you pay taxes, you'll pay taxes later, but your taxable income goes down, so you pay less taxes now. So it's one of those, you have to always weigh the option of what works best for you.
Right. And we should also note that with some of the contributions, say to an IRA as an example, maybe a Roth IRA. So that's contributions after tax. You're limited to, depending on your age, but $7,500 mm-hmm. per year. So there's that. And have you worked with any clients that have tried to set up a defined benefit plan? And typically you see that with small business owners.
I had one that had two a few years ago. And then I was also, when I was looking up a few key points, because like I said, there's so many different things that you can do, and it's really specific on your situation that you can get a lot of different, you can get a lot of information that has nothing to do with your situation. One of the things that I was looking at was something called cash balance plans. Yes. Where if you make a lot of income and you own your own businesses, you can actually put money there and it kind of distribute out. That goes into the defined benefit plans that you were speaking on.
And that's so, something that with our partners, we can mm-hmm. answer more specific questions for specific situations.
Yes. Well, and yes, because those kind of questions have to be very specific to the situation in order to provide a whole lot of guidance, because not a lot of people are going to fit that description, because if you don't have a lot of cash flow and you're not stable where you can make contributions for 3 to 5 years, that's not the best route to go down.
Absolutely correct.
And I do have a few clients who they work the W-2 job, they make a good amount of money, but they don't have businesses. So they're paying a lot in taxes because they're not offsetting those. And some of the guidance that I provided to them is more of look into your short-term rentals where you buy property, like buildings, homes, because you can do commercial as well, but where you're depreciating an asset, mm-hmm. which is going to offset the income you make from the short-term rental, which reduces your taxable income.
Right.
And so it kind of just goes through there. Although one thing about businesses that's very important to keep in mind is you have to show, you can only have a loss 3 to 5 years out of the first few years. Otherwise, the IRS could look at it as a hobby and then say it's not an actual business. You can't write off anything anymore.
Right.
So you don't want to just go get a business because you want to lose money so that you're saving on taxes. Like there's a whole balancing act that you have to do where you want to be profitable and you want to make sure you're getting the right deductions instead of just saying, oh yeah, now I'm going to lose a whole lot of money and close this one up. And because I've had those conversations where clients are like, well, what if I start this company and I lose, and then I close it and I start another company and I lose and I close it? And I'm like, then you're going to get flagged by the IRS because they're going to see a pattern. Like, find other ways to get the deductions. Don't try to do it those ways. Because you have to remember, every business you start, the IRS keeps track of anyways.
Do you have clients, a lot of clients, and it might be, I know it's fairly common in the medical profession. So if you have a physician that has his private practice, and he might be set up so that he gets both, and or else even if he or she makes the arrangement with a medical facility where they get part of their income as W-2, but part of their income as a 1099 independent contractor. So I'm certain there are great tax advantages to doing something like that as well. Is that correct, Sarah?
So it depends on the structure. If they are the ones who actually own the practice, it's probably better to take it as distributions, which are not put in as 1099. That's just done on the business tax return. And you can split that up. So the W-2 income, you pay the Social Security and the Medicare. And depending on the type of company, whether it's a C corporation, an S corporation, LLC partnership, it can roll on your personal return, and then you pay self-employment tax on the profit. But when you take distributions from the company, it's taxed at a different level. One thing to be careful of is if you're pulling a W-2 salary, you're paying yourself a reasonable salary for what you're doing, how many hours you're working within the business. Basically, if you were to go work somewhere else, is that the amount that you would make? Because they're going to look at, are you pulling a $32,000 in W-2 wages and you're taking out $250,000 as distributions? That's a very big discrepancy. It needs to be more evenly split. The 1099 situation I've seen is if they own the building and they're paying themselves rent. So that does happen. It just really depends on the type of situation and how everything is structured.
Very good.
What about you, Eddie? Any question? You're so quiet.
He's on mute.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Can you repeat everything you guys were talking about?
I can, but I'm pretty sure that the audience doesn't want to hear it all again.
I was actually showing everybody every part of your website besides the picture of, you know, Robin. Yes. It is. I am very impressed with your patient portal. I always call it that because the only time I've ever seen it is with doctors, you know. But did you guys see, I'm talking to you, Donnie, and to our listeners, did you see that you can actually have an app for Sarah's, it's not patient portal, what's it called?
Client portal.
So for oh, I can't even talk today. For Apple and for Android too, which is pretty cool.
Do you have a lot of users on that?
That's what I was going to ask too.
So we went to that specific one for the people who love technology, and you can take pictures of tax documents on your phone and upload it to the portal. You can also message through the client portal, and it will come through like a text message. So we'll get notification. It sends it to our email just so that we know and we won't miss any communications as well.
And this is what it looks like, folks, just so you can see that icon when you're downloading it for yourself. I think this is pretty cool, actually.
You can also sign documents and pay the bills through there.
Is there any charge for that for the customers?
No.
Not for the app or anything?
Nope. And it's very user-friendly on the client side. There are some things that over this year we're going to get better involved in with the app itself so that we can also make it even easier for our clients.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
So do you got everything done you want to talk about today?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, like I said, I can focus so much on the facts, it becomes boring. And then I'm like, oh, I have to be entertaining because not everybody loves tax stuff.
What? Right? I can't believe that.
Because everybody loves tax stuff and insurance stuff. They're crazy if you're not.
Well,
they love
funny.
It when you save them money, when you reduce their taxes. Right?
Yes, they love that piece. And I thought I wasn't going to be the person who loved taxes. And then I went to a tax seminar and they were talking about some new rules that came out, and I was getting all giddy and excited, like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And I'm like, crap, crap, I'm a tax person. Great.
They sucked you in.
They suckered me in. It's hilarious. And then I got actually a book from 1917 that talks about tax history and all the different deductions during that time frame and write-offs. And I'm like, I got it right before tax season, and I can't wait to read it.
So that's from really what cool. year? 1917. Wow. Who was the president at that time?
I don't know, Don. You were in high school.
Yes.
My brain doesn't work like that.
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, cool.
What year did you say, Sarah?
So,
what year did you say?
1917.
So at my old office, there was an antique shop. And every time Emily comes here, she finds this. Check what this is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look, that's a signing of the Declaration?
Yeah, when you were in your 20s, Don.
I remember it well.
Actually, John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance wall calendar from 1905. That's wow. That just blows me away that something like this survived that long, you know? Kind of interesting.
What's on the back of that?
One thing.
Oh, I thought it was maybe the Declaration of Independence.
So. No, it's not actually. But what is really cool is that there is actually writing on the back from whoever owned this.
Oh, wow.
Agent, phone number, and everything. And it's a very short number. So I thought that was kind of cool, you know?
That is cool. Look at that.
I don't know. I like
a segment going
like
back
that.
In history.
Yes. One, it's so I don't. I was diagnosed with ADHD like 2.5 months ago, and all the different things that I've learned about why my brain doesn't remember certain information.
That makes
I can
sense
remember
now.
Stuff like that. Like, yeah, it's really weird. That's what I'm like. You ask me questions about numbers, not going to remember that. I know numbers. I'm great with numbers, but with as many changes as it has happened, I will look it up just to be on the safe side.
That's fine.
As we all should.
That's
yes.
Fine. So I'm trying to find the music to end the show that I had at the beginning, but I don't know where it went. So
I didn't hear music
work
in the
that
beginning.
Out. YouTube approved a bunch of songs for us to use, and we're gonna play around with it a little bit. But it was really interesting. I liked listening to everything, and I do like that. You're so into your clients and to provide them a portal and apps available to them, I think is really, really, really cool. In the coming days, you're going to see a little bit of change here on Insurance Customs Podcast. We are going to be changing to a new platform that actually uses AI. So as soon as the show is over, we will have the transcript available on Patreon for our Patreon guests, and you can, it's a paid per thing or it's a free thing on Patreon. Our paid guests will be able to get a lot of free content that's not available to all of our listeners. So you say it a lot better than I do though, Sarah. Change my words, fix that.
Okay, so you'll handle the introduction stuff,
yes,
and I handle
yes,
all the other.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
So remember to like, subscribe, follow, and with Patreon, you're going to get special things such as we're going to start doing live setups. We're still getting everything in the works so that that can happen. We'll give you guys a heads up when that's going to happen, but it's only available on Patreon. You'll get specialized merch that's only allowed on Patreon.
It sounds so fancy when she says it. Patreon?
I know.
What are you from France?
We're still coming up with a few designs on merch for everyone to get, but there's going to be a few key things, or you'll get it in advance. We're still getting all of that information done. But basically, Patreon, it's what, $5.99 a month?
Five.
Oh, five. Yes. $5 a month. You get some extra perks.
It's a bargain, Sarah.
when we do lives, you can actually join and ask questions.
Our cameras will actually be on.
Yes.
That's
and
cool.
The best part is if you have a specific question, again, we're just providing information for entertainment purposes, but we can get a little bit more in the details. So yeah,
different scenarios that we can discuss.
Yeah, the reason we're switching over is that not only will it give a transcript by using the AI on the app itself, but the AI will actually write a description of the episode right after it ends. So we'll be posting that with the audio clips and the video clips. And Don, what are we going to be doing on X? Don's an X-Men. What is your special powers? Are you like Professor X? That's who you are. Take your glasses
look
off.
At that.
You got your disguise on. That's why I didn't know you were Professor X. Oh, wait, he's giving me some mental things. Oh, stop it. Stop it, Professor X. Stop it.
I'm in your brain now. Watch out.
Explain to her what we're going to be doing in the coming days on X.
Well, we're going to have the capability to upload some shorter segments. You know, like we'll take snippets of
like
our podcast.
Like teasers.
So little snippets that you can view and listen to, and then you'll be able to click and then view the whole podcast right from X. So a lot of things happen with technology. And it's very exciting, somewhat intimidating, because I don't know a lot about all that stuff. So we're going to get through it.
Well, Sarah don't like it at all. She thinks that it's going to take over the world, you know, the AI.
Yes, I like to say I act like I'm 90 years old and technology is the devil. It's great in some instances, but then I remember the Terminator and all like crazy AI and you know, evil people in the world, they do evil things, but...
Well, Sarah, you had a great show today. Thank you for hosting us. So for your host, Sassy Sarah, Donnie Lowe, and your buddy Eddie Buffalo, if you want to work with people that are just like you and you like what you see here, you can contact us on www.ebiagency.com. We're going to have so many links to everything else, and Sassy Sarah, the McCutcheon Advisory, is available through our partner section on ebiagency.com.
And I should still be number one.
Yes.
Because I'm number one.
You're number one.
Of course.
So, everybody, until we meet again, hopefully everybody tunes in tomorrow for our number 63. Isn't that crazy? Episode. It just seemed like we just started this. But everybody, thank you for tuning in, because we wouldn't be doing this if you didn't. So enjoy your day and stay safe, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.